Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Today in History. Plus, who would win a fist fight between Led Zeppelin and the Beatles? It's all right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Jenkins, clean out your desk. You're fired.
Fired? Is it because of the economy?
No! It's because you're a dumbass!
Have you ever been called underqualified, incompetent, idiot, moron, dumbass, or a stupid f***? Well, don't feel bad. You don't need to change. The only thing you need is a diploma. Well, you're in luck. Hi, I'm Nick Love, and along with my brother Sonny, we've decided to enter the exciting world of adult education.
Oh.
Yeah, it just makes good sense, seeing as how we're in so many other adult businesses already. Anyway, we recently purchased one of the nation's oldest and most prestigious correspondence colleges for adults, Florida Northern University. And for an investment of only $1,500 and 90 minutes online, you will be the proud holder of a degree in banking, the mortgage industry, or political science. Or for $1,750, we'll send you all three. So turn your life around with a quick, painless, and cheap diploma that will qualify you for one of those big bucks jobs, like a banker, a mortgage broker, or a congressman. Not to mention the trophy wife that usually comes with a pay raise. So merely visit our Florida Northern website, wefnu.com. Send us $1,500 and we'll all be happy. Or you can stop by and visit our campus in person. Conveniently located behind Happy Endings Massage Parlor. Remember, when you bring us your check, you got Happy Endings in the front and we're effing you in the rear. So if you're feeling not so smart, merely give us your credit card number and remember, we're effing you and proud of it. And if you're the kind of person we think you are, this will be the smartest thing you've ever done.
Florida Northern University has been FNU for over 50 years.
Please allow 3 to 5 business days for degree printing and delivery. Pay raise, trophy wife, and no longer being called a stupid f***er not guaranteed.
Why are we FNU and your chances for advancement? One reason, because we're the Love Brothers.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy to be here. The ladies are here.
I wonder if I can play the hustle on the slide whistle. I wonder. What do you think? Oh, jeez.
Oh, Tom, he didn't deserve that.
I got a tooth. Yes.
Welcome back.
Well, that's the guy that makes the sports a little harder to do.
Lost a chiclet.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here in the NAP Auto Parts Studios. Our engineer today is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Good Hello, world.
Thank you very much. There's Chick McGee across the way.
Hello.
With his, it's called a Kangle?
Kangle cap.
Mm-hmm. Kangle cap, the Kangle? British driving cap. But you have it on backwards, so it's got kind of a French-ish.
Because all the cool kids.
Well, famous actor.
Yeah.
It's kind of the.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
Sam.
George
Sam
Wallace. Jackson. The George comedian, Wall- not the.
Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, not the well-known racist.
Yes, yes. That's rough. Maybe. Oh, well.
Okay.
One of these things is not like the other. Christy Lee was playing with her hair. What's going on over there? You having a bad hair?
Not that I washed my hair this morning.
Nice.
No.
I brought Christy here a gift from England, finally.
Oh, it's in the other room. It's very nice.
Well, and what did I say? I said,
here's your effing almonds. I can't say the effing word.
I got her chocolate dusted almonds from Harrods department store.
Harrods box.
And if you've never been to Harrods, it's like an airport terminal, and all the flights have been canceled, is how Harrods is.
If it's Black Friday and they have a mall in
there. If it's Black Friday and they're giving away everything they have for free, it's how it is walking around.
Crowded, here. You say?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's nice. Very fancy. Today in history, not a lot of interesting stuff, but Led Zeppelin. There's some interesting Led Zeppelin history today.
They involve a young shark?
No, not and that.
Throwing out of a hotel window?
Rather unfortunate story.
Yeah.
Google that if you don't know it.
Or not. It's the holidays.
It was on this day in 1980 that Led Zeppelin announced they were disbanding.
Wow.
So, 2 months after the death of John Bonham. There you go. So, and then there's obviously some occasional Led Zeppelin news out there. With various remastered recordings and that sort of thing. Don't think they're going to get back together, but Mr. Plant is out there with a great band doing some amazing
stuff. Behind the scenes, our producer Dean and I have always had the conversation, who do you think would win in a fist fight between Led Zeppelin or the Beatles?
Oh, Zeppelin.
My contention would be the Beatles. And Dean's like, I don't know.
Why? Why do you think Zeppelin. The Beatles?
Well, the Beatles came up in Hamburg, you know? I mean, they were
scrappy?
On the street. They were scrappy.
Scrappy.
No, John Bonham would take everybody out.
Scrappy fella.
Now, if you bring the Who in.
Oh, okay.
You bring in the Who. Now you've got a fight. You're going to get hit in the face with a bass.
You're a liar. You stole my argument. What? You always took Zeppelin because you thought Bonzo.
Yeah, that's what I said. But you said.
I say the Beatles.
Why?
That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said that you said.
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah, I did too. I thought that's what
you
said.
Yeah, I thought you were saying you took the Beatles.
Maybe I'm drunk. I don't know. But that's
so
exactly
so who
what
are you taking?
I'm taking the Beatles.
He's taking the Beatles.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you got four guys.
Okay, I was at Jimmy Page, he's not going to be
Page
able to.
Page is out.
He's out, yeah.
Why is Page out?
Why?
Oh, he's tiny. I mean, he's very, especially back in, we're talking prime time, right?
He's kind of
Well, let's say he's matched up with Ringo then.
No, Ringo's tough.
Ringo is tough?
Ringo's a badass
he's
Liverpool
scrappy.
Kid. Yeah, he's badass.
All right.
Ringo?
He was sickly. He was sickly as a boy. But
yeah.
He's a wimpy little guy.
No, I would. I think Ringo could take him. I think it really gets interesting if you have to do, they have to take on the person with their instrument. You do the Beatles.
So you think
versus
Bonham and Ringo, he would take
well,
him?
Well, that'd be not.
Well, first off,
Bonham would pound him.
John's not even going to fight Lennon.
He's pacifist.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, he's going to stand
again,
back.
I think you're going to take him in their heyday.
Dean's right about this.
Well, they'd go over to John's house and they'd go, John, we're going to have a fist fight. You want to come out? And John would say, Yoko won't let me.
No, but Dean is right. In their heyday, John was a scrappy guy and had a very dark sense of humor. And yeah, I think that he'd be.
The Beatles got lots of fights.
Did they?
Oh, back in the day.
They were in Hamburg, yeah.
See, he always says this.
I don't buy it.
Now, it depends how far back you go, because you get back into the Pete Best days. I mean, now you got a guy with a chip on his shoulder, because he can't play a backbeat. He'll do whatever he can to stay in the band.
Plant's a hippie. He's not going to hit anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
right.
But I think Bonham would be the toughest. The biggest badass of all probably would be John Entwistle, maybe, or... Keith Moon would go in for anything.
He would grab whatever he could,
Yeah, like a jackal.
He's going to use whatever's
This
handy.
Is an interesting
He'd
argument.
Come at you like a spider
this
monkey.
This is an interesting thing. Yeah. Sit down for a second, Dean. This is an interesting thing because this is such a stupid category. No one would ever do it. No. This reminds me of the jackasses on television that always talk about, well, if Jack Johnson were alive today, boxing Muhammad Ali. Oh.
Well, no, it's your favorite thing in sports now, the Mount Rushmores.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're the top four people in whatever you're talking
about.
But
then they usually have six, not realizing that.
That's our million-dollar idea for a show, then. Maybe it's like, instead of Mythbusters, we do like Rockbusters, Bandbusters, where we put up these
Who's the baddest ass of all time?
As far as physical altercation.
Let's eliminate
country music, because there's a lot of real... Probably Ronnie Van Zant. Famous for getting into fistfights.
What about Greg Allman? Was he a badass?
No.
Oh.
Stories about our buddy Toby Keith. Toby Keith might be tough.
Oh yeah. But I said that's why I want to eliminate country
avoid
music.
That, yeah.
But I would say maybe Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah, they're playing like those kind of punk younger guys.
Did you ever see the Keith Richard thing where some guy storms the stage and Keith doesn't even he gets a power cord, takes his guitar and
he takes his Telecaster off, uses it like a bat, knocks the guy out of the way, puts it right back on.
God, that's the best.
What about the guys from Go West? Remember those guys?
What?
King of Wishful Thinking, like an 80s song. Those guys, I bet, were badass.
You think so? What, do you even know the Village People next?
Maybe. You don't. Hey,
lead singer of the Village People, probably pretty much a badass.
I don't think Queen
would
win.
I saw the interview with the guy that wears the leathers in the Village People, and it's kind of a tough look, but I don't think he seems like kind of a pacifist.
Flock of Seagulls guys had to be tough.
Yeah, with hair like that. Sure.
I met that guy. He was actually very nice. I met him in their heyday. Guy, the Flock of Seagulls guy.
My kids love them.
The Flock of Seagulls.
Love them.
I only know the one tune, frankly.
Well, that's
I'm
all
not.
I
it, good and good. Every day I hear them on my radio.
So lots of. Do they go deep into their, catalog?
Yes.
You know, we had a thing earlier this month, or I'm sorry, last month, there was a thing, some semi movie star. Got into an actual WW. What was he got into a? No, he got into a ring and got all bloodied. And
it was
David Arquette.
So this would be a whole new.
He almost died.
This would be a whole new battle of the bands where they're actually fighting.
Well, they did celebrity. Didn't they do some of
on
that
on MTV?
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Well, that was Claymation, but they did. The Fox had some of those fights with
like Danny Bonaduce,
right? Against
that's true.
Horshack.
Yeah. And, oh, the one with Horshack was a hate crime. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, that was rough.
How is it to be sitting in here when he says stuff like that? How is
that? Fine by me.
It's fine by you. Okay.
Did you see me a bit? Yeah. Right. Did you see the name of the show? No Dean on there.
No Dean.
But I like
this
idea.
Good to me.
Now, so I would say so. Beatles versus the Stones. Now
we need a bracket. We should start a bracket.
Beatles versus the Stones. Stones are going to beat the Beatles. Yes. Although Charlie Watts wouldn't hit anybody.
See, that's the other thing. When you get into mismatches like that where it's five against four, do they get to send their four best guys? Or do the Beatles get to bring in a sub? They get to bring in Billy Preston or a fifth Beatle?
No, I think Charlie has to sit out just because
he's
Charlie.
I bet George Martin was kind of a pugilist back at Exeter or something. You know.
Well, where do you cut it off to?
Wouldn't Elvis kick all everybody's asses?
Did you ever see him fight in those movies? So. It was always
I never saw an Elvis movie. No.
Oh, they're all, with one exception, terrible.
That's what I've heard.
But they're so bad, they're good.
But how recent, like, would the guys from Pearl Jam get in? Or
If we're talking rock, I mean, you got to put
these metal bands,
Jackal, in there. Like, you got to,
Meatloaf in his heyday.
Just because he's a big guy, you think he could? You think he'd eat something while they're fighting, don't you? That's exactly what you think. Well,
so who'd be the toughest, though, of all rock stars? Who would be the...
Oh, man, I mean, the lead singer Disturbed is... I mean, these guys are...
He's Disturbed!
Would you put Slipknot up against any of these people?
No.
Right. You're not going to put, like, Henry Rollins
posse?
Up against
Robert exactly,
Plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's get the first tier. Let's drop the sort of second and third tier of the great rock and roll band, Pink Floyd.
No, they're a bunch of wimpy guys.
They're all artsy fartsy.
Yes.
No, let's put
Roger Waters.
Cash register.
Roger Waters has got to be what? He's what, 6'4", 6'5"?
He's big.
He's big, tall. Guy.
He is tall, but. He's got a. He's got reach.
I picture him being really uncoordinated.
Me too.
Yeah, he's probably lanky.
Oh, wait a minute. I
see him mincing around.
I can end this entire argument.
All right.
And if you, this is I can't believe Ginger Baker.
Oh yeah.
You know what? It all begins and ends with Mr. Baker. You're right.
He would have made up for Clapton.
That guy's nuts.
Jack Bruce is kind of like, he's a tough guy. Was a tough guy. Yeah. So.
But Clapton's not. He seems reasonable.
Eric's, I'm sure, very reasonable. But I think Ginger. If you've ever seen the movie, and it's worth seeing the documentary if you're a rock fan. What is it? Something, it's Mr.
Aware of Mr. Baker.
And at one point, he attacks the guy trying to help him making the film. He starts beating him with a.
As you said, that's not even a spoiler alert. The movie starts with him. Right, you see the documentary.
Wow. Well,
please, he's like 80 or something. Text us or email us here at the Bob and Tom program. Today's a fascinating topic: rock star battles of
fist
fight toughest.
Literal.
Talk about
battle of the bands.
An actual battle of the bands. I think the Stones were pretty scrappy. Even though
I think they would,
and it would be good. I mean, I don't know how you'd put parameters on it though to keep there are probably some really, really tough bands that are horrible
or never fighting,
bad bands, but
I gotcha.
So I don't know how you make that
like Freddie and the Dreamers, probably horrible song, but I think he
Freddie
was a Golden Gloves champ.
If you're doing the Freddie, you're getting your ass kicked.
I think Freddie was a Golden Gloves champ, he would have to be to put this song out.
But see, can the horn section participate?
No.
You get some badass.
The second most aggressive vocals in the history of rock.
Oh, the most aggressive being the birthday boy himself, Freddie Cannon.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
It's his birthday today. I don't think he's no longer
Boom
with
Boom
us.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon?
Yeah. Mm. Now, the guys in Kiss, Ace, they're not real tough, are they?
Gene and Paul are pretty tall.
They're tall, but are they tough?
Well, they're tough.
Gene would come in, we need to negotiate this.
Yeah.
How much are you getting paid?
$10,000.
Find out what the prize is.
Didn't David Crosby once pull a gun on somebody?
Well, that's not tough.
Yeah.
Well,
wait a minute. That's
smart, sure.
That's a different category.
I would have to assume it was Neil Young he pulled the gun on.
And you know it went like this. I'll shoot you, man. You know he said that.
David has a great new album out. We just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. This is an interesting thing. Are there any famous rock stars that were really good karate people?
Karate dudes?
Well, Elvis Presley,
Yeah, but...
He really did the moves.
David Lee.
Oh, David Lee Roth. He's got all those kick jumps and...
Yeah.
Now then this leads to the second category is which comedian would be the toughest?
In terms of fighting?
Well, there's only one answer. Miss Pat.
Yeah.
She would kick your ass.
Yeah.
Did you
see her punch a guy?
Yes. She moved like an NFL linebacker. She's got like a 4.240 on stage.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is a very good category.
What about Guns N' Roses? Being asked on Twitter.
Well, we know that Axl can throw a fit.
Yeah.
So he would certainly be. We got an email to Glenn Danzig. I would not fight Danzig.
Mother!
He's built, but he's only like 5'5 or something.
Right, but I still think he could swing.
If you were going to do.
Or AC/DC.
If you were going to do a bracket, you'd have to start off with the top seeds going against the 16 seed.
Sure.
So you have like the Carpenters.
The Carpenters?
They're not a rock band.
Where are you seeding them?
No, they're not even in this.
They'd be a 16 seed.
Okay. You're holding your hand way up high.
I'm trying to think. So the Carpenters, who would be a number one seed? Guns N' Roses, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
The Carpenters, you just pull out a mirror, and they'll take care of themselves.
Wow.
Ooh.
Cold,
ice cold.
So I guess
holidays.
The way, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder both 16th seeds.
I think we're overlooking AC/DC. Those were scrappy little lads too.
Yeah. Well, I think they could possibly be a number one seed.
I think Brian. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a Bond guy. I've always have been.
I think they're tough. Yeah. Okay. This is interesting. We'll have to.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get them all bloody.
Sadly, they're a little older now. I don't know that anybody would.
I don't think anybody will actually do it, but I just want to see somebody go in and analyze and like really like it would be like one of those VH1 behind the scenes.
Yeah, it'd be
go
funny.
Back through
they,
and
they
just,
go
you know,
looking at clips and weight classes.
We've just put up a Beatles versus Led Zeppelin poll, and I remember this is not musicality or
no, God no, we don't care about
this
that.
This is street fighting
in a street,
not in a ring.
Yes,
this is. You owe me money. They get in a fight. What happens?
And this isn't we put your best up against their best, like the Jets and the Sharks. It's it's a massive rumble.
Yeah.
The entire group.
Fuck.
I mean, oh!
Did you get that?
That's it.
No more whiskey for
you. Yeah, I think that's the last. That is the last day of the advent calendar.
I might have had a little too much.
Wow. You know,
the last time I was sitting in the studio and somebody said that, I giggled like a schoolgirl.
Every time you come in here, that happens. I blame you.
You bring it out.
God, I'm sorry.
It wasn't nearly as funny that time.
Well, look at the time. We're going to come right back.
Yeah, some of us will be back. Sure. I understand.
Are we okay now? All right. Thanks. So far, 76% say Led Zeppelin would kick the Beatles' ass in a fist fight. I agree.
A guy named Blue Granite on Twitter asks a good question.
Wait a minute, what's his name?
Blue Granite.
All right.
Blue Granite, man. Are all the bands sober?
God, no.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I don't want to fight Blue Granite, man. No.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.